Welcome to Hoko Mojo. I'm Dave Bittner. My guest today is Katie Essing, Senior General Manager of the Mall in Columbia. The mall found itself at the center of a controversy after a story in the Washington Post accused the mall of unfairly singling out homeless people. I spoke with Katie at her office at the mall. Well, Katie Essing, thank you for joining us today. The reason we're here, there was a story in the Washington Post on February 17th, a story by Henry Coven about the headline was Mall in Columbia's crackdown on homeless seen as targeting more than the unruly. And since then, there's been a lot of talk in the community about how does the mall treat homeless people? What is the mall's policy on dealing with homeless people, welcoming them to the mall or asking them to leave? So rather than let the speculation go on, we thought it'd be nice to sit down with you as a senior general manager of the mall and find out exactly what the story is. So let's just start at the top. What is the mall's policy on homeless people being in the mall?
Well, there is not a policy on that. We welcome all of our guests, no matter where they come from, we welcome everyone to come in. And when they're here, we have an expectation of behavior, and it's only when a customer or a guest will do something that is against that expectation that they might be asked to leave. So we welcome everyone. It just is a certain behavior standard that we expect.
Now, there is, before we spoke today, I talked to the folks over at Grassroots, mm-hmm. which is Howard County's homeless shelter, and they were explaining to me that during the winter months, there is a cold weather shelter. There are churches that mm-hmm. provide cold weather overnight. They provide their churches for people to spend the night in so they can get out of the cold, and around 25 people. Those shelters close at 7 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and they drop them off here. There's a bus that drops them off right here at the mall at the Sears, right out in front of Sears. So it seems to me there's a timing issue there because the mall doesn't open to the public until 10 a.m., mm-hmm. and the homeless people are dropped off at 7 o'clock. Is that a problem for the mall? Does everyone just come in like a field trip and into the mall,
right.
or what happens then?
Well, first off, I'll say that we do recognize there is a concern in our community, and you know that's something that we take seriously as a community partner. We understand that concern. The mall actually opens its doors at 6 a.m. We have a very active group of mall walkers that come in during those early morning hours, and they walk. We have Starbucks opening at 6:30. McDonald's and Panera both open at 8, Chick-fil-A. So some of the businesses are opening before 10 a.m. when everything opens up. And there is no concern. We welcome everyone to come into the property, and you'll see all kinds of things going on. You'll see people getting breakfast. You'll see the mall walkers, and it's an open environment. So there is no concern at all with that happening.
So what point does hanging out at the mall mm-hmm. cross over to become loitering?
Well, that's always a very tough thing to determine. You know, malls are built to be a great environment so that you can come and you can get coffee, you can stay, read the paper. You know, there's many activities that you could be at the mall all day. You could watch a movie, go shopping, go to a restaurant, see your friends. So, you know, that's a very tough determination. So for the most part, we are looking for behavioral concerns. You know, we have a code of conduct, and that's at all of our entrances, and it helps explain the kind of behavior that we would expect. Things like no running, no horseplay, no foul language, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that's the kind of things that our public safety team are looking for to keep the environment safe for everyone.
So one of the things I've seen on some of the local blogs and things that people have been writing is this notion that it's a problem if you look homeless. Now, I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know what it means either. You know,
I think all of us, if you said to me, imagine in your mind a homeless person,
right?
You know, probably most people first would jump to a caricature, which would be, I would imagine a bag lady pushing a shopping cart down the street in downtown Washington, D.C. The reality is that it is particularly here in Columbia, that may not be the case. I know there are homeless people who actually work in the mall.
Absolutely.
During the day.
Absolutely.
So, but I'd like you to address that issue of is there any any targeting, any focus on people who may be unkempt, who may not, who may look bad, who may smell bad, who may, you know, anything like that.
Definitely not. You know, we have guests of all sorts and people with all different kind of styles and individualities, and in no way are we looking for things like that. It's purely looking at behavior and anything that might put other shoppers or customers in danger. So, you know, there's definitely no way to tell. I wouldn't be able to tell where someone's from looking at them, and our team wouldn't.
What is the process of someone being disciplined by mall security?
Well, the first step is education. If something is happening, say you've got someone rollerblading through the mall, mm-hmm. you know, the first step is education. A public safety team member will approach them and say, listen, we're glad you're here, but you can't do that while you're at the mall. And usually that's all it takes. People will then stop. If it persists and it continues, then, you know, they might be asked to leave for the day and say, you know, please come back again. And then it depends on the situation, the severity of what's happening. Obviously, you know, some pretty rough things could happen at the property, and sometimes people will be what's called banned, and that's when they will have to not come to the mall property for a certain amount of time. It could be a week or a month or a year, depending on what the situation was.
So what's the relationship between mall security and Howard County Police? At what point mm-hmm. do Howard County Police get involved?
We have a very strong partnership with Howard County Police. And our public safety team is here for the general well-being of our customers and our retailers. But we always will contact the police when a situation becomes dangerous or becomes above their level. For instance, you know, if there's a shoplifting incident that's happening within mm-hmm. one of our retailers, Howard County Police is who comes and handles that. So.
Okay. I read on one of the blogs, I believe it was on the Word Bones blog, a commenter said that he happened to be here at 9 o'clock in the morning, went to the restrooms, saw people using the mm-hmm. restrooms to bathe. Hmm. Is that something that will get you kicked out of the mall? Is that an unacceptable behavior, using the restrooms to bathe?
Well, that would be a tough one. I saw that as well and had not heard of that occurring. But, you know, I think it would be a determination of, is it a normal use of the bathroom, you know, or is it crossing a line where it would make other guests feel uncomfortable? And if it is something that would make people feel like they weren't safe or they were in danger, then we probably first say, you know, this is not an appropriate place for that.
And that's the kind of thing that you would want reported?
Definitely.
To mall security?
Definitely. If any of our guests could either talk to an officer. We have a public safety center that's manned 24 hours a day, and that's the kind of, and that's really why we have a public safety team, to make you feel like you're in a safe and secure environment. So maybe it's dark and you bought a lot of things you'd like to be escorted to your car. That's the kind of thing they do. Maybe you locked your keys in your car. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of times we're finding children who have become separated from their parents. That's the kind of role they play to make people feel safe and secure.
And the mall, in addition to having the security officers, you know, who patrol the mall, mm-hmm. the mall is I would say, pretty saturated with video.
Yes.
As well. So
yeah, we do have a great surveillance system, and it really has enhanced the security of the property. We're able to see most areas, and we've got some highly trained folks that are watching those cameras and being able to react when needed.
Have you ever had, does it ever happen where you have incidences where, as mall manager, you feel as though your security team has not responded appropriately or been too strong in a case where you've had to intervene and say, you know, we could have done a better job with this? Or?
Yeah, I think everyone is human, and there's definitely times when things might not be said the way we would agree with. And so that's one reason why, if someone is banned, there's always a way to appeal that ban.
Okay.
And an individual can write in. There's always two sides to a story. They can say, here's what I think happened. And we always review everything thoroughly. If we have camera footage of that date, if we have interviews, we'll look at everything. And sometimes maybe it wasn't handled the way we thought it should be. I think everyone's human, and we definitely will relook at things. And if we were wrong, we'll definitely acknowledge that.
I did, like I said earlier, I did speak with the folks over at Grassroots, and they were they were actually very complimentary of the mall and saying that the mall, from their perspective, that the mall and you in particular, and mall management, was working very very hard and very sincerely to try to make this a win-win situation for everyone, trying to provide as much as is possible, particularly in cold weather, a place for people to be.
That's one of the things that we do. As a shopping center, we have a warm and welcoming environment. That's why our mall walkers join us, because it's warm and pleasant. That's why we have groups of parents that are at the play area. And that's also, you know, we just welcome everyone at the property. But we recognize that it is an issue, you know, in our community. So it's something we do. We want to partner with and see if there's other solutions. Certainly, as you said, there's employment opportunities. There's lots of jobs here. So if we can ever match people up, I think there's so many ways that, we can help.
But ultimately, the mall is private property. This is
ultimately
a
it is.
Place of
and
business.
Yeah, ultimately, it is a private property. It's always kind of tough because it's a very public place, but it's a private property. So that's one of the reasons why we have a code of conduct to kind of explain, here's the expectations of behavior while you're here.
All right. Well, Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk again.
All right.